A few hours before the governor announced restrictions on dining out and large gatherings, manager Lisa Figueroa of the Greenleaf Restaurant in downtown Ashland was well into cleaning.
We've moved tables around, so there's a little more space between everybody. We pulled all the salt and peppers, sanitizing them.
Figueroa says just a few days ago, her staff were powering through lunch and dinner rushes, and people were crowding into nearby bars.
But that was last week. So as soon as we hear today what's going to happen, it's going to significantly affect us.
Luckily, they can still do deliveries, but Figueroa isn't sure how this will ultimately impact the restaurant, which just opened last month after a big remodel.
If this does last a couple of months, will people be willing to go out after this for a while? Will people decide this next summer not to go to places now due to this? How bad is it really going to hurt everyone? What businesses are going to be affected so badly that they won't be able to reopen?
But with the governor's announcement came some relief. Many small businesses can now qualify for losses due to a government order, and some staff who have been laid off can qualify for unemployment insurance. Even so, Figueroa says she and her staff aren't entirely confident in what the state or federal government might provide.
As long as unemployment's available, that's great, but how long will unemployment last? How long will we be able to do this? Everybody's going to be on unemployment. I know they have plans in the making, but not enough has been released for us to feel comfortable.
Restaurants like the Greenleaf and other small businesses in Ashland revolve their annual plans around the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the largest regional theater in the U.S. It attracts several hundred tourists throughout its nine-month schedule. But with the state's ban on large gatherings, essentially all arts organizations had to cancel their events for several weeks. Jeff Hawthorne is on the board of the Cultural Advocacy Coalition, which is collecting information on how these organizations are being impacted by the coronavirus.
It'll be interesting to see what the tally is on the actual impact. We're guessing it could be as high as $30 million for every month.
Oregon has nearly 12,000 nonprofit arts organizations.
These organizations employ over 40,000 people across the state. Many of those employees will be laid off or furloughed while the state of Oregon asks everyone to stay home.
Here in Southern Oregon, tourism makes up a large portion of the economy. It brought in about $1 billion in 2018. Normally, the region braces itself for potential losses because of wildfire smoke. Bob Hackett of Travel Southern Oregon says the region's recent experience with wildfires may have given businesses in the area some resilience they could use during this global pandemic. And he says when things settle down, people might actually be more willing to travel to destinations that are closer to home and don't require an airplane ticket.
The idea of coming to a smaller, more rural location, destination that is rich with culture, that's rich with culinary, that's rich with outdoor possibilities, I actually think that this summer we're positioned well.
But things are changing rapidly, and it's hard to figure out what will happen in the next few days, let alone the next few months. Hackett and small business owners say for now, they're just taking it one day at a time. April Ehrlich, JPR News.